Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Despite near universal access to formal financial services in this country, millions of citizens are still caught in a worsening cycle of debt, poverty and financial stress. I don't really need to tell you that. Now, the 2024 FinScope Consumer Survey reveals that around 12 million adults are over-indebted, many relying on credit just to afford basics like food. Financial inclusion may be high, but genuine financial well-being certainly is not. I want to discuss this in a little more detail with Jabulani Khumalo from Finmark Trust to discuss the latest findings and maybe offer some insight into the steps that we need to shift from mere access to real resilience. Jabulani, a very warm welcome. The survey shows, the data shows 98% of adults have access to formal financial services. Millions, as I've just said, are in debt. How do you explain this disconnect?
Thank you so much and good evening to you and your listeners. Maybe let us first touch on the research methodology and the credibility. The sample was designed to be representative at the national, provincial, and both urban and rural areas. We conducted a total of 5,600 interviews, which took place in respondents' homes between August and October 2024. And to accurately reflect the country's demographic makeup, the collected data was weighted using 2024 mid-year population. Now, going back to your question, yes, this year FinScope reveals a stark contrast. While 98% of adults have access to formal financial services, the reality on the ground tells a different story. Despite high inclusion, millions are grappling with over-indebtedness, with estimated, as we have said, 12 million adults struggling under mounting debt, often relying on credit to buy essentials like food. The survey shows that many are facing stagnant or worsening financial conditions, highlighting a crucial gap between access and true financial resilience. It underscores that having a bank account or access to credit isn't enough. What really matters is whether people are financially healthy and able to weather economic storms.
12 million adults in this country are now considered over-indebted. That is an eye-watering number. What, in your opinion, are the long-term implications for household resilience and the economy if this continues?
Well, there's a very negative impact to this. As we have said, the improved financial inclusion means more people now have access. And however, the study reveals that many mainly use these services to receive funds, such as social grants and support. And the stats will even show you that around 60% have some insurance. However, it largely focuses on high federal costs, leaving many vulnerable to risk like floods and other hazards. Therefore, while more people are connected, it doesn't necessarily mean they are more financially empowered or resilient. Access alone is just the first step. The real goal is enable people to use these tools to improve their financial well-being.
The proportion, says the survey, of financially healthy individuals dropping from 24% to 16% in 12 months. Do you have a useful definition for me of what financially healthy is?
Now, when we assess this this indicator, we put around four dimensions, including whether people are able to be resilient when the shocks comes, and also are people coping with their income, visas, their expenses, but also when they are borrowing money or when they are saving money, are they looking at the economic opportunities or what? And then at the end, we look at how do they react to these situations. So looking at these dimensions, we saw people really struggling in terms of coping with the resilience, and the score is very low. But also many households are struggling with maintaining the incomes to last them throughout the month. So all of these dimensions giving us the low score. We then saw a drop from 24% of people who are financially healthy going down to only 16%.
The informal sector, if I've read the survey correctly, employs nearly half of the working population. That does make sense, but remains undervalued. Fair point. Are there policy changes, do you think, that could unlock its full potential? And adding to that, I'm also wondering what kind of role the financial services industry needs to play in designing better products that meet the needs of that demographic.
Well, the picture that we're getting from the data, correctly as I've said, it says 46% of the workforce is coming from this sector, and saving a lifeline for many, especially youth and low-income households. It provides flexible short-term jobs in domestic and personal services, construction and manual labor. And one will note also that it is often the only income sources available for these vulnerable groups. However, many informal workers earn below the minimum wage, which makes income differences more noticeable. Supporting then this sector can create more stable employment, reducing youth unemployment and helping to bridge the income gap. So we really think that strengthening informal businesses is key to building broader economic resilience and ensuring vulnerable groups can thrive. And then we think maybe moving forward, the policymakers really need to come up with the targeted policies to address systemic barriers. And as we've said, it will then speak more on the high unemployment rate, the income inequality, and the access, and just broader access of financial inclusion that speaks to these vulnerable groups or in vulnerable sector.
And the second part of my question, the financial services industry designing better products that meet the needs of this cohort, are they doing a good enough job, do you think?
Well, when you look deep into the data, you will doubt that. And because the number of or the stats of people who are able to use the financial formal financial mechanisms to cope with the resilience, but also to invest in the development of their businesses, is sitting around 24-23%, and it only targets those who are formal employed. And the survey does show us that the formal employed, it's only 21%. So the 8.2 million in this sector, they remain vulnerable. The only insurance product that they are able to use is the funeral cover. So the sector is not doing enough.
Well, that is a very useful but very disturbing snapshot of consumer life in South Africa right now. The 2024 FinScope Consumer Survey. I've been in conversation with Jabulani Khumalo from the Finmark Trust. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.